How I have every moment delight me. How I have every moment delight me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. How I have every moment delight me. My life is a life of harmony, happiness, peace, joy, love, goodness. No matter where I turn, no matter what I do, I see love, peace, joy, enjoyment, and everything good. It's a wonderful life. It's a life that is built upon whatever it is I feel are my values. Now, my values are to look at life and find in life that which I think is most desirable and most beneficial. My desire in life is to look at life and to find in life that which I think is most desirable and most efficient for me, most beneficial for me. My desire in life is to look at life. Now you see, this is the point. My desire in life is to look at life and see it as I would see it. I am incapable of seeing anything other than who I am and what I am. If I am a beautiful being, if I am a joyous being, if I am a harmonious being, if people like to be around me, it's because I live what I am. If people don't like to be around me, it's because I live what I am. And I wouldn't really like to live the kind of life that people don't want to be around me. For another point, and we've discussed this often. The other point is, I create myself, the kind of person that I am, and then I create every single being in my world a reflection of who I see myself as. No matter what I look out at in the world, no matter what it is a reflection of me. How I have every moment a delight to me is the most important thing in my life. If I have every moment of my life a delight to me, then every person in my life is going to be a delight to me. Every experience in my life is going to be a delight to me. Now let's change that even a little bit. As I have every moment in my life a delight to me, every person is a delight in my life to me. Every experience is a delight in my life to me. It is not something to be, or something that will be, or something that could be, or something I'd like to have. It is something that is. Now, we're not throwing stones or casting blame here. We're merely saying, this is the use of the principle. And if I want the principle to reveal to me that which I want it to reveal, at least that's what I say it wants to be revealed to me, then I must be so one-pointed. I must be so definite in every thought that I think. We watch movies from time to time, and in the movies occasionally there's a little violence. And I say to our campus family, what is the redeeming feature of the film that we have just watched? And they said, well, I didn't like the violence. I didn't like this. I said, oh, so your emphasis in the movie was the violence. You didn't notice the way that little dog cuddled up to his master. You didn't notice the way that mother treated her child with such absolute love. You didn't notice the good things in the movie. Then apparently you are an evil person. You are a violent person, because that's all you noticed was the violence. Well, I did notice the other things, but that's not what you spoke about. You spoke about the violence. You spoke about that which you said you didn't like. Now, it's not that you don't know that it's there. It's that it does not touch you. It does not touch you. And so, therefore, no matter what it is, it doesn't matter. Now, in life, many things will come our way. Many experiences will come our way, and many activities will come our way, and they will touch us in various ways. Now, what is going to touch you in your life? What is going to make you happy or unhappy in your life? What is going to take your world and turn it upside down in joy and peace and harmony, or what's going to take your world and turn it upside down in unhappiness? No matter what movie we watch in life, no matter what things we see go on about us, we are always the interpreter, not the judger. We are the interpreter of what we see. And if we see some violence, and we see right along with it peace and love and joy, we turn to the peace and love and joy. And you know, just as we have the opportunity to select any movie we want to watch, we have the opportunity to select a movie with hatred, violence, love, peace. We have the opportunity to select a movie that delights, inspires, and uplifts us in every possible way. We make a choice. We go to one movie or we don't to the other. We buy one video or we don't of another. Now, why is it that we do this? Can we look at the beauty? Can we see how living in our pure vibrations of magnificence and love, all things unlike the nature of our love no longer appear to be there? It almost appears as though we are magical, because when we live in a state of love, in a state of peace, in a state of unconditional love, it's as though all else is washed away. Not really washed away, it's not there. All else has no existence in our life. We do not even see that which was violent or negative. We do not see that. It may have been there for some people who want to see it, but if we live in our purity, in our original purity and integrity, in our harmony and beauty and peace and delight, then we do not even see it. In a movie the other night, some men were out looking for people, and they had guns, and they were searching for them. And the people were such pure people. Their light was so pure. Their beingness was so pure. To keep concentrated, to keep one-pointed, they were told by their friends. Maintain your one-pointedness. Do not allow yourself to be drawn away into the appearance. And as long as they held true to the belief that all is beautiful, that they live in this harmonious world, there were no people who could frighten them. The people did not even see them. The people were standing just an inch away, and they did not see them or feel them or know them, because they had not chosen to enter into the experience of violence, the experience of unhappiness. Now you say, that was just a show? That's right, that was just a show. That was just a show of how it is in our world when we live in purity and harmony and goodness. And when we live in any other kind of attitude, then that's the kind of attitude we experience and express. Ours is a life of purity and goodness and oneness. Ours is a life of magnificence. Ours is a life that is untouched by anything in the world, because ours is a life that is so wonderful, so fantastic, so beautiful, so good, that we do not see anything unlike who and what we are. How I have every moment a delight to me. How I have every moment a delight to me. How do you have every moment a delight to you? Do you have every thought you think a harmonious thought? Do I have every thought I think a harmonious thought? Do I have every word I speak a harmonious word? Do I look beyond appearances to see the truth? Do I know who I am? Do I know where I'm going? Do I know what life is all about for me? If I do, then that's all that matters. If I do, then that's where I am. Now, where am I? Am I living in this life of joy, of peace, of harmony, of goodness? Am I living in this life of oneness, of truth? Yes, I am. And that's why my life is so filled with joy, so filled with goodness, so filled with beautiful beings. And my beloveds, you are in my world. So you are a beautiful being. So you are pure, and you are good, and you are wonderful. You are fantastic. And I love you beyond all measure, because how I have every moment delight me is how I experience my life. Join me in this wonderful, positive experience, and let every moment of your life be a delight to you, as mine is to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.